Happy Friday, June 9th, 2023, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. Today, we're going to be reading and discussing Psalm chapter 10, verse 4. And it reads, "In the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek him. All his thoughts are, there is no God." We are speaking this month against pride, because pride is really the root of all sins. Pride leads us to all sins and even to the place of saying, like the psalmist notes, there is no God. It isn't education or study that leads people to a place of claiming to be atheists. It's pride. Pride tells you that you are your own God, and then men set about trying to prove this claim to be true. Another important takeaway from this verse is that those whose thoughts are, there is no God, are wicked. And this is something we don't often hear or even discuss in our society. More often we'll hear, and we're probably even guilty, of saying that atheists we may know are good people, we just disagree. That is inaccurate according to God's word. It says they're wicked. Psalm 119 verse 21 says, "You rebuke the arrogant, the cursed, who wander from your commandments." And arrogance and pride are synonyms, and the writer links the arrogant, the proud, with the cursed. So when we speak of those who reject God, claim there is no God, either by word or deed, we must be careful to not speak against God ourselves by claiming someone to be good that God has proclaimed wicked. So, us speaking against the sin of pride this month isn't out of hatred, it's not homophobia or bigotry, it's out of love. In pride, don't reject the God who created you, bringing yourself under rebuke, under judgment. If pride has led you to live in objection to God's commandments, pray as the psalmist prays in Psalm 119, verse 18, "Open my eyes that I may behold wonderful things from your law," because this is a prayer God will answer.
Amen. And I think a similar thought to saying there is no God is thinking that God doesn't see or hear. So a Christian may at times do something or say something thinking God doesn't see or hear me at this moment. And so they choose to speak or act in a way as if God doesn't even exist. Thinking of God as not seeing or hearing you is saying he is like the false idols that do not hear or see or even speak. But our God will speak to us and convict us of sin if we act in a way that says he doesn't exist, whether we acknowledge we were meaning that or not. So let's consider that in our own hearts. God sees when we sin, and he sees when we don't do what we should be doing too, when we are neglecting others maybe. It is not good to isolate ourselves from believers or from our families. That is being a sluggard and disobedient. So to us believers, let's not just focus on not sinning, but on obeying the positive commands to love and have compassion and show forgiveness, the weightier matters of the law.
And our pride quote of the day comes from St. Vincent de Paul.
"You must ask God to give you power to fight against the sin of pride, which is your greatest enemy, the root of all that is evil, and the failure of all that is good. For God resists the proud."
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless."
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, Our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.